We're going to go ahead and get started with our driver media availabilities for the 15th annual AAA Texas 500 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race. We're joined now by the driver of the number 12 Wabash National Ford for Team Penske, Ryan Blaney. Ryan, welcome. We'll go ahead and go straight to questions. If you'll raise your hand, we'll get a microphone to you. If you state your name and affiliation, we'll start right up front here with Bob Pockris.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. It seems that driver code kind of changes as the season progresses. How do you see driver code as far as how a non-playoff driver should be racing around playoff drivers at this point in the year?
I mean, it's there's not a written code, right? I mean, but it's, I think it's just being courteous to people who are running for a championship. I know when I got knocked out of it last year in the round of 12, and you cut those guys a little bit more of a break at certain stages of the race, for sure. Just being a little bit more courteous. You know, you're still going to race. If it comes down to the end of the race and you're racing somebody for, if you're a non-playoff guy and you're racing a playoff guy for a win or, a top five or something like that, you're going to race them hard. Obviously, you're not just going to pull over for them. But at times in the race, maybe you cut those guys other breaks. I've done that in the past. And, you show those guys, some niceness, but there's not really a code. I mean, they can race however they want to race. There's no kind of certain way. I'm not going to get upset at it either way. Just I know some drivers are different than others, but I expect to race. I would expect everyone to race hard, but maybe cut the playoff guys a break. But like I said, I can't speak for everybody.
Additional questions for Ryan? Raise your hand. We'll get that microphone to you. Go right here to the middle.
Luis Torres, Motorsports Tribune. Of course, you're now with this few races to go. Of course, how's the team morale at this moment, knowing that obviously it's evident that Penske has not won a Cup race other than you at Talladega? You strive how that team morale is, knowing that it's been a while for the whole other teams, or you're just more or less focused on yourself trying to win and get to that championship four?
I mean, I'm worried about 12 group, and our morale's really high. Obviously, you want to get. We want to get two cars into Homestead, me and the 22. That's tough to do, but I think the best you can do is worry about your own group. And like I said, our group is on a pretty good high right now. Not only from Talladega's gone, it's in the past, but we're really excited about these three tracks that are, two more tracks that are coming up for us here. This round eight was pretty good. We had a strong showing in Martinsville, what we needed to do. Got a lot of stage points, finished pretty decent there. And kept us in the hunt, and you go out and you get, you grab a bunch of stage points here the next two races and finish good, not talking about, if you don't win the race, obviously, but you just try to keep yourself in the hunt. But these next two tracks here and Phoenix have been really good to us in the past. They're really good to us this year, both races in the spring. So we're really looking forward to the rest of them here and just kind of keep chugging along.
We'll go over here to the right to Woody.
Woody came with MRM. Ryan, speaking of Phoenix, you had, a third place there earlier this year. With restarts being the place to be now in terms of gaining positions on the track, how different is it with that flip-flop of the front-back stretch now? Does it make you willing to take more risks or not as much? Well, you got a lot more room there now.
Yeah, I think you saw a good bit of it in the spring race there when they moved the start-finish line to that dog leg. You saw a lot of cars immediately dive to the apron as soon as you cross the start finish line. I think that's just going to be the same. I mean, it probably be even more intense. If you got to grab some spots, you saw us four wide into one on a handful of occasions. And you just hope you're in a spot to where you're going forward. You're not getting stuck three wide. You're putting someone three or four wide. So we made that move work a couple times in the spring. I got it done to me a couple times in the spring. Sometimes you can't do anything about it. It's very aggressive. It just opens that door. Before you couldn't really do that. It just closes up into, what turn three is now so fast last year. I think it makes it exciting for the fans. It gives drivers more opportunities. And I think you're going to see that, definitely take a step up here when we go back next week.
We're going to go in the middle to Nate, then over to Mark, and then Lee.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Ryan, I know you're a Star Wars fan, but what prompted the bold decision to go as Princess Leia, and what sort of reaction did you get from her?
I thought it was funny. I thought it was a funny costume. It's funny Halloween. You can dress whoever you want. It was my house, so I figured I could do whatever I wanted. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I couldn't find anyone to be Jabba with me, so that kind of stunk. So a lot of people didn't know who I was. They were like, what are you? I'm like, watch a movie, man. But, no, it was funny. It's that's the third year we've done that Halloween party at my place, and it's a pretty good turnout, and everyone has a lot of fun. So what prompted me was just kind of a, I don't know. I saw it online. I thought it was funny. And I've gotten mixed reviews about it, but at the end of the day, I don't really care. So it's, I thought it was funny at the time. So
if you would have found a Jabba, somebody would have been like holding the chain that was attached to you.
Probably. Okay. Probably for photos. Okay. Bubba wouldn't have, no, he doesn't know anything about Star Wars, so he wouldn't have known. He wouldn't have gone as that anyway, but maybe next year I'll step it up. But I thought that was a pretty risque outfit, but it was all right. Luckily, it wasn't too cold, so it was okay.
One more very important question. How long have you had the Vader tattoo?
On my legs?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people thought they were fake, and I wanted to tell people they were fake, and they wash off, but they don't wash off, and no matter how hard you scrub. But no, it's, I've been a big fan of tattoos for a long time, and I got a handful now and kind of working on my leg there. And yeah, I got a couple Star Wars ones on my leg, and they stop at my knee right now. I got a mother tattoo on my knee, and just something I've always enjoyed. But one I've had for a couple of years. The other one I got actually in January. So
we're going to go over here to the right to Mark, then to Lee and Chris.
Mark Carroll, PRN. Last week after the race at Martinsville, Martin Truex Jr., I asked him about the intensity. He said it's never been this intense. The pressure every year gets ratcheted up. This is the first time you've had this experience, being this deep in the playoff with still a chance for the championship. How do you feel you're handling the pressure? What kind of pressure are you feeling? Do you feel that intensity like Martin feels that intensity?
I mean, yeah, it's what your whole season is based around, right? I mean, he didn't see the intensity at Martinsville because he led so much. He was up front. But, you know, it definitely gets intense. You saw emotions run high last week. You know, even the main one everyone's talking about, there was a lot more kind of small ones around that. You just always get that at Martinsville. That's just any race there, no matter if it's a playoff race or not. But, no, it's just I don't really look at it any differently. You know, if you make it to each round or whatever, it's just, you know, at the end of the day, you know you still have a shot at making it to Homestead. And like we did last week, just go to the track and do your job the best that you can, and just try to run the well as well as you can, stay out of trouble, and win the race. It's kind of been I've always had the same mindset, you know, throughout the whole year. You know, I think if you're changing your mindset up coming into the playoffs, you know, it's a little bit different. Why are you in that mindset all year? So that's kind of how we've always approached it, and being aggressive when we can, and you just race the playoff races just like how you race any other race. Maybe get put in some spots where you have to go for it. Let's say if you're kind of – you need to win the race, you know, you might, you know, do something you might not do in the regular season. But intensity is high, and especially when it gets dwindling down, you got a lot of great cars. You know, there's seven other cars in this round eight that are really great. I mean, and now there's only three spots open, you know, to get in. So it you don't want to see a playoff guy win, you know, at Martinsville if you're not that guy. You know, that just locks out a spot. So – those spots are really hard to come by now, and I you know, I can see easily a playoff guy winning again this week, and then it's down to two when you go into one race. So, yeah, intensity ratchets up. It's just like any playoff system in any sport. It just everyone gets really emotional, and because you realize what you're going for, and you know you have a shot at it. Yeah, I mean, sometimes things get wound up, and you get passionate about what you do because it's our lives. You know, we spent 38 weeks out of the year doing this, and it's what we revolve our lives around. And but I mean, the pressure side's never really something that I've really looked at. It's just been doing it ever since I was a kid. I grew up watching my dad do it, and it's just the pressure side. Your mind's on different things if you're thinking about pressure. You know, if you're not thinking about how to win the race or how to make your car better, you know, that's not good. So I never really thought about that. Just another day.
We'll go in the middle to Lee and then Chris.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Did you notice a discernible difference with the pit crew on Sunday?
I thought they did a really good job. They did a fantastic job on Sunday. They gained a lot of spots on pit road, and you know my guys were gaining spots on pit road too. You know, the other 12 guys, my original group, but I just thought everyone did a good job last week.
And going back to Phoenix real quick, I know you talked to Woody about the restarts, but given the fact that they changed the aero package going in there back in February, what was the biggest difference that you noticed in how the car handled there compared to Phoenix's in the past?
Just like any track, you know, I mean, the downforce she added, we were going a good bit faster there through the corners. I think qualifying speeds were way up. When you just, you know, you don't take motor away there and you add a bunch of spoiler and, you know, a lot on the front splitter, cars just go faster. You can drive them harder. I did notice something in that race I thought was good. I thought we could run higher in one and two and even three and four than we have in the past. And I know it's from a part of them putting that compound down on the racetrack and running a lot of tires. I think that's really important. That's something we've been working with NASCAR a lot. The drivers, I mean, been working with NASCAR a lot to try to do it more places. You know, here we got it done in the spring, and I thought it helped the racing. We've done it there. Certain tracks you won't do it. Like Homestead, you don't want to touch it, right, because it's naturally aged really well. But that, you know, yeah, the cars are different. But I think everyone's got a pretty good feel of how the cars drive now and how they are in traffic. You know, it's been a long time since we were at Phoenix, you know, from the spring. So everyone has a pretty good idea of kind of how you got to change up trying to pass cars and driving them. And I think everyone's going to be there, go back there and be really comfortable right off the bat.
We'll stay right here in the middle. Finish up with Chris.
Chris Knight, HedgeFence.com. One funny, one serious. Jerry volunteers to be your job on next year if you happen to go through anything. But in all seriousness, how hard was it for you to get those clothes?
The clothes?
Yeah, where'd you find them? I mean, because, I mean, we knew right away. Star Wars.
Wonders of the internet, man.
It was.
Yeah. It was a Halloween costume store. It wasn't another weird story.
It wasn't. Okay, no. Okay. And then for Martinsville, did that go better than you expected because you were right in the thick of things from the start to the finish?
No, I mean, we've run really great at Martinsville in the past. I mean, it used to be a really big struggle for us first couple years going there. And I think it was a spring race last year that things really clicked and we let a lot of laps. And then you're like, okay, now I know we have a good idea of what it needs to feel like in practice, how we got a chance throughout the race just to, you know, this is how you have to drive it now. And once you kind of click it a certain racetrack that you've been struggling at for a while and trying to figure it out, it completely changes everything, you know, and I'm waiting for that day to come at Richmond for us when it clicks and you're like, okay, this is kind of how we need to be good in the race. But no, I thought it went really well for us. I like to have finished better. Our car was not really good on short runs. We needed about 50 laps and we lost a few spots at the end there. Those late restarts, but I thought it was what we needed to do, you know, run up front all day, get stage points, like I said, and kind of stay out of the mess. I thought was a really good day for us. Like I said, we closed in on that gap, which is what we need to do here in the next 2 weeks for sure.
Ryan, thanks for coming in today. Good luck this weekend.